Aloha! Welcome back. I'm Daniel.
And I'm Garrett, and we're your hosts of Modern Gaze. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about the future of AI and its impact on the queer community. Specifically, when we think about dating and building relationships and even sexual encounters. Let's get into it.
We woke up, we got our gym on, we got our fitness on, we are ready for the day.
To be honest, it's a very hard struggle to get out of bed and get to the gym.
Yes,
the pre-workout helps. There's people up and about, living their best life, doing their damn thing.
The muscles are out, the flex is on, the stairs are out. They're like, money.
Like everyone's sweating and like just trying to...
Can you spot me? No. I need a bench press.
No. But it is like kind of, you know, inspiring for body goals. It's also... overwhelming and intimidating.
Well, I think we're a part of the gay gym culture, unfortunately. We're in that cycle.
There's this gay gym culture, especially if you like you live in any major metro city that has a gym, that has a bunch of gays, and it's very sceney. It's kind of like going to the club.
Right. We're like a silent disco because we've all got our headphones in. We've all got Kim Petras, La Pop, and like Britney Spears. And we're all like looking at each other like while you're like lifting heavy weights.
And nobody's talking to each other.
No one's talking to each other.
At a bar.
Correct. You'll be lucky to get a smoke or a smile.
You have the guys that are like super jacked.
Uh-huh.
And not everyone's being super honest about what they're doing or what they're taking or what supplementation they have or any kind of like enhancements that are going on.
Testosterone.
And which is fine. You do your thing, whatever. But at the same time, you don't really have the transparency and everyone just looks a certain way. And
yeah.
Even for us, at least for me, I know that
we
I can
nothing.
Get nothing, but I also like can get intimidated.
I get intimidated.
And I also feel like, you know, I have a little bit of my own saboteur in my head when I look in the mirror.
I do too. Especially when I look at my weights, I'm like, oh girl, this is like 16 kilos. He's bench pressing like 36. I'm weak.
And I'm not like unrealistic. Like I know that like we work hard every day to maintain our fitness and our mobility and our strength. And we eat decently healthy.
Yeah, we have our protein and our amino acids.
But we don't drink that much, but we eat all the burgers and the chips and like the fatty, like fast food that we can because I just love it.
But that's all about balance.
It's balance. But I'm just thinking, you know, I still have that built-in guilt. And I'm thinking about like those images that are probably baked into our head from a very early age of what is the attractive gay male. Once you've accepted your identity and you know who you are, and if you happen to identify as a gay male or lots of different types of identifications have similar experiences when they kind of are projected upon themselves of what they're supposed to look like.
Correct.
To fit into society or whatever.
But that's the thing, right? I think we as a community, unfortunately, have created these perceptions of what a specific sexual orientation should look like. And we are constantly just trying to work towards that. And when we don't work towards that and achieve that, then mentally we're like, oh, I'm not worthy or I'm not good enough.
And even from ancient times and history that has showcased homosexual relationships where it was this like Greek god warrior type body with a much more kind of slender, athletic male who was younger, this kind of dichotomy and this look of like what we should be attracted to has been literally recorded in like ancient times.
Well, if you look at
images,
correct. And well, if you look at all of
these Greek and Roman,
these Greek sculptures, all I can remember is seeing abs and dick. You just see abs,
asses,
abs and balls and asses.
Even throughout our human history, we have images of this like super masculine built guy that's just like epitome of gay culture. And it's not relevant or that interesting or connective to so many queer people.
Yes.
But it's still something that I feel like is in the back of my mind. And going back to the talk about today.
Yes.
Is an AI. And if you look at Brawny AI and some of these other Instagram AI platforms that are using generative AI technology to create images of gay men.
Correct.
They're in jock straps and like
muscular.
Super muscular.
They're like bigger than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They're like blowing. It's like this surreal ridiculousness.
They are blowing the fuck
of muscles,
up.
You know, and like giant packages and like giant asses. And then, you know, nobody shows the fingers because always the fingers and the hands are like so fucked up.
Right.
They look weird.
Well, it's weird, right? Because even on Instagram, it's so difficult to sometimes tell the difference between, oh, this is an AI photo and this is an actual real guy.
Yeah, people were like so worried about like, oh, like I can tell you edited your photo because the background bar is like, you know, kind of curved with your ass and your arms and this, whatever. Now that's like, that's not even the issue anymore. That's nothing. That's like play school. Like now people are fully changing their faces, if not even posting themselves. It's actually an AI version of themselves. Oh,
I'd love to change my face and give myself some Botox right now, girl.
All right. Well, before we get into that, I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners tuning in every week to check out what we're talking about this week. Please keep following along, like, follow, subscribe, do all the damn things, and join the conversation on Instagram and Threads.
Us gays, we just know how to do stuff.
Well, what about modern gays?
That's easy. Modern gays do everything.
So AI, we've had like machine learning, we've had technology that creates a technological platform for us to be more productive, to communicate better, to process mathematical equations faster. Like we have these insane computers in our pockets.
Right, phones, iPhones. But the thing is, it's always like we as a community and as humans have always said, oh, imagine if we could just do this, this, and this. Well,
you literally can.
Blink and here it is.
So recently, Grindr has come out and said that they're going to be incorporating AI into their app. And it made me think like specifically what for.
Right.
No one can communicate. Suddenly, no one knows what the English language is because all they have is like, sup, what are you doing? How are you?
Correct.
Hey. Hey.
Verse, top hey. Or bottom.
Like it's like,
but it's also, they're also creating it because a lot of people are wanting to have that constant communication. So when no one is engaging in a conversation with somebody,
it helps you out.
Grindr is like, okay, how can we increase our engagement usage on the score. App?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And have people on it all the time talking to people. AI.
Right.
So Grindr is basically creating like a wingman for you to help, you know, when you engage with a conversation with someone, it'll be like you're basically your gal pal.
That's crazy.
It'll be like, go to this place for a restaurant or you like to eat burgers. Go to 300 grams for a burger. It's like suggestive.
Oh, you think they're going to even like build in like advertising into it?
Maybe. Maybe it'll even like integrate booking systems. So it's like, oh, here's a restaurant to go and eat at. Also, I've made you a booking for two. There you go. You're welcome. And also I've got you some condoms and lube delivered to your house after the burger. Thank you.
There will be no condoms and lube after that burger.
It's raw, bitch. But take the meat.
Oh my God. But you don't even know who you're dating at that point. Grammarly, the software that you can install on your computer,
yes.
And it can like basically fix all your writing and all of your spelling mistakes and make you sound how you want to sound. You can tell it, I want to be professional. I want to be concise. I want to be funny and like engaging. So in Grindr, if like they integrate this and any kind of dating app
right.
that integrates this kind of AI technological help.
Correct.
It's not you. It's like the best simulated version of you, but it's not really your communication style. It's not what you have to say
right.
all the time. And that could be scary. Like you don't know who the fuck you're talking to.
But I mean, do you know who the fuck you're talking to now?
Yes. Everyone puts a facade up when you are meeting someone for the first time. Rarely someone is like fully authentic.
But
because
I mean,
it's scary. You have to be fully vulnerable to be fully authentic, right? So if you're not fully there yet, you still have this other personality within your ego and your id and whatever that is still a part of you. It's just cautious.
You really don't know. So I mean, whether you're talking to an AI robot or a real human, I think that there is a similarity in that you don't know who you're talking to. And I don't know how I feel about this AI just chatbot for sexting, because a lot of people go on these apps and platforms for sex
okay.
and to have the intimacy. Yeah. So the sexting and the constant just texting isn't appealing to people.
So speaking of that, and if you're not really into the dating part of it and you're more interested in the sexting part of it,
right.
there is something called Replica where Replica. You can create and, you know, fantasize this entire made up relationship with an AI character.
Right.
You go on dates with them.
You do you like design the character and you can see what they look like?
You can fully, it's like The Sims where you can fully build your perfect person.
Oh.
And it is quite friendly to all sexual identities and races and creeds and cultures. And you can really build really specifically what you want and what you're into.
And what do? You talk to them.
You can create a friend. You can go on a date. You can have a boyfriend. You can
I don't need any more friends, girl. Oh my God.
Well, a lot, some people do. And it's actually, I think it is a interesting commentary on our culture at the moment because we're really lonely.
Mm.
And we're really afraid to connect because we're so segregated in the sense that we have become like polarized
right.
in our points of view, and whether that be political or whether that be like cultural, there's no like really kind of room for negotiation or for like common ground anymore.
Mm.
And that's what's a bit scary because it's creating a lot of fear and a lot of loneliness. And so people are tuning into this digital environment and world. Like, it's not totally new. You always had The Sims.
Right.
There's always been communities online where you can create these like digital worlds and build your life on that, you know? And then that's a way to create a sense of community when you don't have access to a community around you physically.
Mm.
So in the sense, like, yes, you can use this AI bot to build a relationship with, and maybe it can help you work out some of the challenges that you have in your own life. Maybe it can help you learn who you
are. That's more like an AI psychologist though.
But not in the sense of like psychological help, more in the sense of like conversational therapy where that you can just be like,
right,
this is how I'm feeling right now. I have no one else to tell it to. Like, you know what they say? Like when you're really angry or you really have to say something or you're not sure how to say it.
Get it off your chest.
Get it off your chest and write it down on a piece of paper and burn it or whatever.
Say it with your chest.
Hey.
And I think.
Something like that.
Something like that.
But you're just putting it out there, but only now someone is actually, or some bot is actually responding.
I know, but just write a letter.
Yeah, but people,
like write a letter and burn it. Or make a burn book like Monica.
Make a burn book.
Make a burn book. I don't know. Have notes.
Well, on the
I don't think you need to share it with the freaking AI bot.
Well, you also should be concerned about privacy, right?
So, right.
So if they are putting AI technology in your communication and messaging with random people you're talking to on Grindr or whatever dating app, there is a process that has to happen to communicate and build a conversation. So I'm worried about your privacy. I'm worried about what kind of API structures are built into that conversation.
Yes.
To have to check other storage units and
Well, where's my data being sold to?
You know, because like all this shit has to be processed. And if millions of people are using this software and it's all being processed at the same time, it's all being used to better itself and it's being used to train itself.
Correct.
So your private conversations, are they training this bot?
Is there going to be a Daniel Kimmelary bot that just knocks on my door one day and says, "Hi, Daniel, fuck you." You know, like, well, I am the new you.
To be honest, technically, with our iPhones and with our like data, we're like ones and zeros. Like there's actually very specific identifiers
mm-hmm.
that identify our phone or identify our profile in these, you know, bigger platforms that help build connection and communication. So there is private data that is being used. So yes, maybe your name and your personal identity mm-hmm. isn't attached to it, but your thoughts and your messaging and everything that you're sharing and you're giving can be analyzed and looked at and used to make an impact into another corporation's product.
Correct. I just want AI to be fun. I feel like it's so scary when we talk about data, when we talk about privacy, and we talk about, you know, we position AI to be helpful or a suggestive tool, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it should just be like more fun. Like I want it to help my everyday life.
Yes.
Like clean my house, deliver me some food, cook me a meal. I don't know, make it more like resourceful.
I use it a lot. It's built into my normal workflow now, like even through work and like when I'm kind of organizing my schedule or I'm trying to write like a presentation, like I'm using it all the time and I'm leaning into the image generation. I'm leaning into
right.
the ChatGPT.
So if you had to choose between, since you use it in your everyday life, if you had to choose between ChatGPT, a Google search, or a TikTok or Instagram to like find your content or find your information, what would you use? Where would you go to right off the bat?
To be honest, I got a new one. I'd use Perplexity.
What is Perplexity now?
Perplexity is really incredible because it's actually like a mix between the ChatGPT and Google, like
right.
search. So it really finds and builds out really what you're trying to research and look into.
Uh-huh.
And you can specifically tell it where to look
oh.
or how to look. And then it's results
like a marketplace for search.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Because
if you're like, oh, okay, only search Reddit for, you know, what is happening in this like kink culture
right.
in this set of people, then like it will actually get really specific and the results are pretty incredible.
Oh. I only use Microsoft Edge, girl. Like, I use either Edge or Google Chrome.
But I'm... Edge.
Yeah, Microsoft Edge.
Okay.
Like,
no.
Edging.
No. Edging is way better than Microsoft Edge. No one's using Microsoft Edge. Take that back. Anyway.
I use Edge. I'm an edger.
Okay.
I love edging.
Oh, God. Okay, so speaking of this fun time with the AI,
yeah,
right? You also have these headsets.
Which is scary. Like these VR.
VR headsets.
Yeah, that like virtual realities.
And augmented reality. They are now integrated with other software online that you can build your AI sex slave, basically. Oh. And create these very specific sexual, intimate encounters.
Like, or you can watch someone?
No, like you can simulate that they're like giving you a blowjob, or you're simulating that you're going on a date with them, or you're simulating.
So you
like,
have a virtual reality experience with a virtual this person.
It's a virtual boyfriend. It's a virtual AI boyfriend that you've built and can control.
But how are you having sex with them if you can't feel them sucking your dick?
Well, you have your, I don't know, but I'd imagine.
Like, how would you get off on that? I'm just trying to wonder.
Maybe you have like the headset on and then you also have your hands, right?
Right.
Or.
So you're stroking your dick.
Even if it's like, even I can even see how this can be more kind of dynamically weird, is that you can have someone else doing the things, but like maybe you're not attracted to them, like physically in the person.
Oh.
But then you have the headset on.
So it's always like we say, just put a paper bag over their head.
Yes. No, just now it's like, just put a $4,000 headset on your head.
Oh my God.
We've graduated from a 2-cent paper bag to a $5,000 Apple.
So basically just have Ryan Gosling or, you know, Justin Bieber giving you a blowjob while someone else is sucking you off.
Yeah. So I'm like,
wow.
In researching some content for today's episode, I went into like a quite a deep, dark web hole. I'm like pretty shocked by what's out there, but it's very, very in its early stages.
It's okay, and it's, guys. I made sure he had no glasses on.
We don't own a headset.
We don't.
But I was incredibly, I don't know. I'm like, wow, this is,
wow.
This is like the beginning of a new era for humanity.
So what are you so excited about?
I'm not scared. I'm not excited. I'm
but like your eyes are lighting up right now. So like, what are you most excited about?
I do like change. I'm not a fearful person when it comes to change.
You don't think these alien robots are going to just take over the world and kill us all?
Probably, but it'll
take
a while.
And you're excited about that?
No, it'll be our own fault because we built it.
It'll be your fault, girl, because you're excited right now.
No, but seriously, change is
inevitable. I know.
And it is going to make an impact. So it's, you're either going to educate yourself and know what's going on, or you're just going to like be in your bubble.
Okay. You know? So back to this black hole. What did you find during your research?
So it is quite in its infantile state. It's like rapidly developing, and there's not that many people in the mainstream who are very interested in this kind of technology anyway.
Right.
So it's developing very slowly in the background, where you have like these, I don't know, there's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of like YouTubes and instructional videos and documentation on how to build your AI person who's going to give you a blowjob.
Right.
And I'm like, this seems way too much work, like way, 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 way too much work to then spend, you know, 7 weeks teaching yourself how to code and design this thing on the software, and then spend all the time like literally teaching it how to move its head up and down, and then getting it installed in your computer. But it can't just be any computer. You have to like get this other computer that has a specific kind of processor. It has to be a Windows computer. I'm like, okay, I'm not doing that. And then you have to like put it all together and then put the headset on. It's not any headset. It's like a very specific headset. And then you have to have it all like being like, you've wires going everywhere. It's literally
okay, can
the
I
Matrix.
Tell you, okay, can I tell you what this sounds
You're
like to me?
In.
This, can I tell you what this sounds like to me?
A lot of work?
No, it sounds like money. It sounds like a rich bitch. This is going to be for the expensive honey. AI to start off with is going to be for the expensiveness, because it's like cars, right? You have all these electric cars, you have these chargeable cars, and that is for the people with the menaces.
Well, it's actually very subculture. It's very like it's on the DL. It has not a lot of funding. I think it's only one company that's like running it, and they're running a Patreon to like collect money to like fund themselves. So it's very DIY at the moment, but it is interesting in the sense that it's leaning on pretty advanced technology to do this. And the fact that we're even like, it's even come up in this whole talk around the digital AI boyfriend and Grindr's incorporating it. Like literally everything I have, I'm getting alerts and notifications saying, now AI writer, now AI is attached.
Of course you are, because all you do all day is Google AI.
No, I don't. I just live my best life. I'm like, it's in the Google, it's in the Apple, it's in Gmail.
Right.
It's in
Gmail? How?
It's built into Gmail
now. I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's like Gemini or something.
Oh, Gemini. I've heard of Gemini.
And then you have like, you know, it's built into every search. And I use a lot of software for like work and productivity and development, whatever. Like every single one of them is getting like an AI add-on.
Right.
Like if you're not using AI in some way, shape or form right now, it's like living under a rock.
I get that.
You know what I mean?
Like, I just wish there was like drones to do my grocery delivery. I'd much rather some innovation in making my day-to-day.
What's funny is that like that was going on forever. That's been in development for like a decade.
I know.
And nothing has really been approved or gotten that far in an exciting way, because people do still crave, I think, physical interaction. People still want to go out and do stuff.
That's
and
true.
Go get my things and like run my errands.
That's true.
You know, it's when you're sitting alone and like doing nothing.
It's like get your groceries delivered and be alone and have an AI virtual reality jerk-off session with Justin Bieber. Very, very exciting life ahead.
You know, like people are like really worried about like this face swap and like all of this deep fake situation is really scary. Like
deep fake.
Like you could just put your face on anyone else's body and then like video that, like, and make it look real. Like all these celebrities are getting put on these like sexualized videos, which is like terrible.
Or what about those AI generated photos with like, I know we always talk about celebrities, but like, let's say, you know, The Rock with Vin Diesel.
Right.
Like, two muscular guys like naked on a motorbike.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Like I've seen a lot of that on Facebook. You know, what's funny. I've actually seen a lot of these photos pop up on my Facebook more so than anything. And I also think that the AI bots are creating Facebook groups or Facebook communities for gays. Well, that's what I see on my Facebook. Yeah,
absolutely.
And it's like, you know, gay life, or it's like gay husbands. And then it's like these two random guys that are like obviously generated by AI.
Yeah. So, I mean, like bringing this back to gym culture and the idea of this masculine form and seeing these overly like stereotypical representations of gay
men. Yeah.
It is pretty fucked up, I think, in the sense that we are only going to see more and more of this stereotype, you know, kind of being, I don't know,
portrayed. Like,
it's like an overwhelming representation, because you now have a machine making it. So now you have these bots that are being able to self-generate their images of all these different types of people.
Right.
And then publish them on a massive scale. And you're going to have
these
everyone,
stereotypical
including,
looks again.
You know, young adolescent people who are coming into their own identity,
yep,
seeing more and more of these images.
Yep.
And
we can't escape it.
In some way, it can be used like really in an incredible way. Like, how many images have you seen growing up of gay men in scenarios that are not stereotypical?
Like what?
If you were to see like a gay man kissing his boyfriend or his husband in front of their whole family at Thanksgiving, and everyone's just loving it and like just saying like, oh, what a beautiful moment. Like,
well, that's nice.
Or like, maybe it's like an advertisement for,
or even gay weddings,
some typically super hyper masculine product, or Bunnings or Home Depot or other different types of ads that always feature this like brawny guy. Maybe
two
it's
gay
like
guys shopping
like
at Bunnings or Home Depot with their dog.
Yeah. Like
buying a plant.
AI can do that. Like AI did that with, you know, the Barbs and like Gag City and like reimagining the city, like this whole world that was like so wonderfully accepting to LGBT and queer people. Like, you can recreate moments that you don't typically see.
Yeah.
But there's this problem in the sense that it's not perfect. It can't do everything yet. And like we're giving it a lot of responsibility too early, because we're leaning on it already. Like we're already reliant on it. And so now we're like, oh, now we need to hold it up to this incredible high standard, and it's not meeting the mark. There's been lots of posts online about how image generative creators cannot put an Asian woman and a white man together, or ask it to put two gay guys like holding their baby. It's the same guy. Like it's the two
replicas,
versions of the same guy, or they look very similar. Like everyone has the exact same jaw structure or brown hair or this very specific like look about them.
Right.
And there's not a lot of diversity. Mm. And it's using like images that we've had historically, you know, printed and published in the past to actually teach itself. So it's all I think it's also exposing how stereotypical we've been in the kind of content we've created.
For sure. And that's the scary thing, right? We've come so far and we've pushed so forward for change and how we're portrayed in society. And then now we're relying on machine-based learning to go back in time and see how we were to create the future, which is so weird.
Well, I think it's exciting in the sense that there's a lot of change coming. There's a lot of incredible technology coming. There's going to be a lot of problems and there's going to be a lot of conflicting views on this scenario. But at the same time, I remember 10 years ago, 15 years ago, people were saying like, oh, like what else can we invent? Like we pretty much invented everything. And when like we have all the technology, we have all the TVs and this and that, whatever. There's always something else.
Well, what's next after AI?
Oof.
That's the question.
I don't know. I'll be watching this space. I'm obsessed.
You will be I can't wait to see how this turns out.
So to wrap up today's episode and to continue my research on this topic.
Because you are so passionate and love it.
There are compilations of AI tech that is out there and there's different channels that you can go down to find the right AI product for you. It may not be for everyone and it's kind of scary. Like I do feel like I am one of the rare people that are like super excited about this. Mm-hmm. However, I think that it's kind of like ignorance is bliss, right?
Right.
Like you can have your bliss and you can just be totally ignorant, but then the world around you is changing. Mm. And I think that it's important to understand what's going on and to educate yourself around what's happening in our society and what tools we're using and how we're communicating. And it is a important thing to kind of get your head wrapped around. Like people were trying to always, you know, get into crypto or like trying to get into like Forex and like whatever, investing and like whatever.
The future of money.
And you know, and it is, these are like complicated platforms and systems that is also evolving, right? Mm. So if you're already ignoring that, maybe jump into this.
Right.
Like you got to kind of
you missed your boat on making millions, girl. Jump onto this.
Right? Like you can't keep ignoring the developments that are happening around us. And incorporating them into our life, you might already be doing that. It might already be leaning on something like this to like help create a better world around you, whether it be more productive, or maybe it's like helping you see yourself in a different way.
Right.
Even if it's using filters, it's using AI technology to help you accept yourself or to see yourself in certain situations or
give you the confidence.
Exactly. So until next time, keep building the vibrant life you want by owning your authentic self and maybe exploring what that AI self looks like.